And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Mr. S with Pinnacle Canyon Academy Schools to talk about what has been going on. He comes in every month and fills us all in with the fun activities that the students and faculty and staff are doing. And how are you?
I'm doing very well. A little tired of the snow. But I think I'm along with everybody here in Carbon County that we feel like we've had enough.
Yeah.
At this point.
Let me ask you this question. How do you keep your elementary kids? What do you do? Well, you know what? It's probably junior high, too, as well, that get in a little bit of trouble with snow.
You know
snowball.
What? The adults hate the snow, but the kids love it. We try to give them every opportunity to go out and play in it as often as possible. You know, we do have a rule against throwing snowballs, but it's really hard to get upset with a kid that throws a snowball because everybody has that desire to do it. In fact, I want to do that every once in a while. So, yeah, can't blame them for feeling that
Maybe
way.
Maybe that could be something you do like on a Friday afternoon before they leave or something.
A special day for something. Yeah.
Yeah, they can chase you around the playground or something like that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. So tell us what's been going on. I know... me personally, I know I've been busy with my son doing basketball.
You know what? Yeah, in the secondary for junior high and high school, the months of January and February are basically all about basketball. We have basketball games almost every night throughout those 2 months. And if anybody's interested in attending those games, they are open to the public. And you can get a schedule at our school website, which is pcaschool.com.
Now, if you haven't gone over to see their brand new gymnasium, you're missing out. It is beautiful. If a gym can be beautiful, that one definitely is for sure.
It's very nice, and the bleacher seats are much more comfortable than our old gym for sure. So,
yeah, it's really a nice facility for the students. So, that's great. All right, what else do we have coming on besides basketball?
You know what? We have a few things that are coming up that we just want to let everybody know about. Our fifth graders have been really enjoying our DARE workshops that the police department puts on with us. It's Officer Kelly Maines, and he just does an amazing job with the kids. They have their graduation coming up on Wednesday, January 25th, and he's just a spectacular teacher. A couple of days ago, he brought out his squad car and all of the SWAT gear and had a couple of kids in handcuffs. It was an awesome day. So,
I bet they enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. We also have our annual spelling bee that's coming up on Monday, the 13th of February. And that's for 4th through 8th graders. And the three winners from that will move on to our regional spelling bee that's in Moab this year.
And what grades was that for?
4th through 8th grade can compete in it. Yep.
All right. Yeah. And the big shindig that Pinnacle Canyon Academy Schools does every single year, we finally got a date?
We have a date, and it's amazing how fast that approaches. It's Saturday, March 18th for our Wild West Carnival, and that fundraiser... The proceeds from that fundraiser goes to send our fifth grade students to Washington, D.C. An excellent opportunity for them to get out of the state and to see firsthand that history that they've been studying in U.S. history. And we're just looking forward to that event.
So give us just a tidbit of what they can expect at the Wild West, like what sort of activities and events, because it's family friendly, correct?
It is family friendly. This year, they're actually going to be changing that up a little bit. They're going to be doing a daytime activity for all the kids, and they're going to be doing a nighttime activity for adults at the event center in Price.
Oh, great, great. Yeah. And you'll give me more details as it gets closer.
As it gets a little closer, absolutely. If there's any companies or organizations that would like to help out with that, we do have a link on our website, pcaschool.com, where they can find out what we're looking for.
And that seems to be the go-to is the website, calendar, anything you want to know what's going on, they have it up to date. And again, that is pcaschool.com, and check out their calendar. Anything with it has to do with the school, they have it all right there. And of course, you can always call the school if you have any questions. And
absolutely.
They're really good. Well, I appreciate you coming in and telling us about what's been going on, and it sounds like you guys have been busy or are going to be busy.
We've been busy, and the future looks pretty busy as well. So thank you, Rochelle. We appreciate your opportunity to come out.
Oh, well, thank you for coming in. Right. This has been a Castle Country FYI.